All right, how's it going tonight, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your host, Josh. We started off this week's episode with a couple tracks from Dusty Coyote out of Gananoque. You know, I have a special spot for Gananoque. That's where I grew up. So we heard Grilled Cheese first and then Consumes as the second track. And both those tracks are off the brand new album called 1000 Foot Wave. So go check that out. It's available on Spotify, YouTube Music, all the good places you find music. So go show Dusty Coyote some surf rock love. It's that time of the month. We got Doom Charts. So this is our Doom Charts episode. A bunch of great Canadian bands made the cut this month. One I've got the pleasure of seeing multiple times. Two I haven't got to see yet, but I'm hoping to see one in the near future and hopefully have something to announce about that for you guys. Doom Charts is a great month this month. You know, every month Doom Charts puts out 40 artists and talks about them a bit, gives them some love. It's all stoner, doom, psych, rock. So, you know, what we're all about here at the Maple Forge. So we're going to kick it in to the first band here. The first band came in at number 14 on the Doom Charts. They're called Rift Child. They're out of Rimouski, Quebec. So we're going to hear two tracks from these guys. We're going to hear Sun Will Follow. It's the title track off of their album, I believe. Actually, no, sorry. This is off of their self-titled album. I'm sorry about that. So we're going to hear Sun Will Follow, and then we're going to hear Arise. So let's kick it in to some more music here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Oh, hell yeah. We're back after some riff, child. Now, I don't think I really need to say much about those guys. You know, if you like stoner doom metal, they basically hit it head on. They're great. I'm hoping that they will be coming to town soon. I'll talk to you more about that at a later episode, though. Now, we're going to talk about a band called Woodhawk out of Calgary, Alberta. Now, you know, a lot of the time, you'll hear bands coming out of Quebec. Quebec's really big with the doom stoner scene right now. Same with the GTA, especially Barrie. Barrie is huge. Shout out to the amazing scene in Barrie, Ontario. You got Gary from Barrie. You got everybody in Aux. It's great. You got Trish promoting out there. I don't know, man. It's a great spot. I wish it was closer so I could get there more. But not often in the world of doom do you hear Calgary, Alberta. And that's where this next band is from, Woodhawk. So they're like not heavy, heavy doom, but they're that fun stoner doom. And I really dig it. So we're going to hear two tracks from these guys. We're going to hear Love Finds a Way, and then we're going to hear Killing Time. And these are off of their album titled Love Finds a Way. Let me know what you think. You know, get on Instagram, tag me in a post, tell me what you think about the tunes that are being played. If you have any requests, suggestions, you know, send them my way. So here we go. We're going to hear Woodhawk from Calgary, Alberta. They got number 6 on the doom charts for June. First with Love Finds a Way, and then Killing Time here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. What's up, folks? We are back after Little Woodhawk from Calgary, Alberta, with their tracks Love Finds a Way and Killing Time. They were number 6 on the Doom charts for June. Big month for Canada. 3 artists in the top 40 for Doom charts. And as you heard, you know, like I was saying, a lot of Doom comes from Montreal and the GTA, West Coast. Not really Calgary, Alberta, though. And you can, you kind of get like a unique sound of Doom from there. So like, that's cool. I like hearing Doom and its interpretations from different parts of the country. It's kind of cool. They all have their own little groove to them. And speaking of groove, we're going to get into the next band. Number 2 on the Doom charts for June, Mooch. Mooch is a great band. I've got the pleasure of seeing them at the Mansion, at Hotel Wolf Island, and at Rune Mountain Fest this past summer. So I can really speak to these guys. They are great. Put on a great show. Great dudes. They're out of Montreal, Quebec. So like I was saying, a lot of Doom coming out of Montreal. But this is very unique. I really enjoy it. It's a little different from their last couple albums. They definitely got a little heavier and a bit more into their zone. So I don't know. I think this album, Kin, that they released is amazing. They nailed it. I think they've really found their groove and their step. And we're going to hear 4 tracks from Kin to close out the show here. We're going to hear Meteor, Sunburner, Lightning Rod, and Gemini. So you can check Mooch out. They're on Spotify. They're on Bandcamp. They're on YouTube Music. They're everywhere. They're great. I have the Mooch collection of vinyls, so I'm a big fan. I hope you guys are too. Thanks for tuning in this week. Let's end it with Mooch. Here's Meteor by Mooch on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been the Maple Forge. Check y'all next week. Mooch, get it into ya. Get it into ya.
shadow. It's the man-made mountain. Giant snakes of fire and water fall from the sky. And once again, we are born.
Yeah. Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petit Beliveau and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all